I am that I am, El Moya, and I am forever the more. Thus there is no greater joy when my chelas here below are willing to become the more, to rise higher, to go beyond where they have been before. And thus, my beloved, I too congratulate you in that willingness to go beyond. My beloved hearts, my address this morning is focused on the old saying, without vision, the people perish. Yet I would give you a greater understanding. I would give you the more of this statement. For truly, my beloved, the surface interpretation of this statement would be that if people have no vision of the spiritual side of life, of the spiritual reality, they are blinded by the material world, and so their lives are entirely focused on material goals, material desires, material pleasures, and material pursuits. And this, of course, is what you see with a great number of people on planet Earth, and it has been this way for a very long time. And so it is true that at a certain level, without spiritual vision, the people will perish, which is indeed also what you have seen in past civilizations who left off of their spiritual vision, became too focused on something in the material, and then the entire civilization would collapse and disappear. Yet, my beloved, there is a higher understanding of what it means to be without vision. For indeed, there are many people on this earth who do have a vision that there is a spiritual side to life, that there is a God, that God has certain laws, and that following those laws will create a positive experience, and going against them will create a negative experience. Yet, my beloved, even though they have this vision of the spiritual side of life, the question is it a living vision or a dead vision? For my beloved, nothing that is of God stands still. Nothing that is of God stands still. God is self-transcendence, for this is how the Creator creates, by transcending its former state and becoming more. So my beloved, you may have a spiritual teaching, a religious doctrine, and you may think it gives you all you need to know about God's reality, but if your vision stands still, does not grow, does not become more, then your vision has become a graven image. And my beloved, no graven image can ever convey the reality of the living God. Look upon the world. Look upon the religious people. For in them, truly, all spiritual people can see that even though they have a vision and claim that their doctrines can explain all there is to know about life, you can surely see that their vision is a graven image. Their doctrines are graven images, and they go to church every Sunday, worshipping before those idols that have no resemblance whatsoever to the living God. For how can any image ever depict the living God? Thus, my beloved, you see so many Christians who hold on to an image of God that is completely out of touch with reality. For God is not an angry being in the sky. He is the living, loving God. God has no desire to punish anyone. God does not even desire to punish the devil or Satan or Lucifer or whatever Christian's name, the adversary. For my beloved, God only desires to see all life transcend itself. And this is the one thing I would like you to understand from this lecture, from this discourse, my beloved, God has no desire to punish anyone, for punishment, as it is seen from human beings, often means that you restrict someone from growing. And God would never restrict anyone from growing, from transcending themselves. God only wants all life to be free, to become more, as God is constantly becoming more. And so you see, my beloved, the image of an angry and punishing God is indeed a false image, a graven image that springs from the duality consciousness, and it is created because human beings in embodiment are projecting onto God the qualities of their own egos. For you see, my beloved, the ego feels threatened, feels constantly threatened, and thus the ego has a desire to control. And when someone else will not submit to the ego's control, then the ego wants to punish that someone else. And so you see, my beloved, the desire to punish, the desire for revenge, springs from the sense of being threatened. And the sense of being threatened can come only from unreality. For my beloved, how could anything real be threatened by anything? Do you think that God sits up in heaven and feels threatened by the devil? Do you think that God sits up in heaven and feels threatened by anything human beings do or could possibly do on earth? So, my beloved, God is not threatened by anything, and thus God has no need to control, nor does he have a need to punish those who will not submit to control. So you see, my beloved, so many people have a vision that there is a God, but they have the wrong vision of what God is like. And thus, one might wonder, would it be better for these people if they had no vision of the spiritual side of life whatsoever? For in many cases, I must tell you that those who have no vision, who are stuck in the material, are often more open to learning something new than the people who call themselves the most devout religious people, whether they be in this religion or that. And so, my beloved, as a spiritual teacher, which all of us in the Ascended Host are, we often find that there is the least opening among the people who claim to be the most religious or the most spiritual. And so now that I have given you an example that I trust you can see, then I would ask you to look in the mirror and look at yourselves and your own vision. My beloved, there is not a single person on earth who has the full and complete vision of the reality of God. Let me say it again. There is not a single person on earth who has the full and complete vision of the reality of God. There never has been such a person, and there never will be. For while you are in physical embodiment, it is not physically possible to have the full vision of God, because the human brain, the human nervous system, is too limited to bring that vision to your conscious awareness. And my point for stating this obvious truth is to make you realize that all of you can benefit from expanding your vision, from raising your vision. My beloved, there is no one who is an exception to this. Have I made myself clear here?
Yes, yes, yes.
So then you should be willing to look at yourselves, not in a condemning, not in a controlling, not in a punishing way. But you should be willing to look at yourself and say, are there any elements in my being, in my consciousness, that resist an expansion of my vision? And if you sense such a resistance, then you know that the ego is hiding behind it. And it has an intention, which is to restrict you so that it can keep you under control. And that is why it does not want you to expand your vision, because when you do, what will happen? Well, you will find the truth that will make you free from the ego's control. Now, my beloved, I will now speak not only to you here, but I will speak into the collective consciousness of not only those who have found a spiritual teaching that was directly sponsored by the Ascended Masters, but I will speak to all those who have gone beyond the black and white stage of being religious and have risen to the stage of being more open to a spiritual teaching, a higher spiritual understanding. This includes all those in the New Age community. So again, as we did in Europe, I speak into the collective consciousness, and this time it is the collective consciousness of the entire planet. My beloved, the biggest problem that we face as spiritual teachers is that too many people will find a spiritual teaching that expands their understanding of the spiritual side of life. And then, after a while, they will begin to listen to the subtle voice of the ego and the false teachers of this world, who tells them that now they know all they need to know. And thus, they just need to keep doing what they are doing now, believing what they are believing now, and they will make it to whatever version of salvation that they have been given in their teaching. My beloved, I must tell you that the only realistic hope for the raising up of planet Earth into the golden age is that the top 10% of the most spiritual people continue to raise their consciousness until they attain either a full Christ consciousness or a high degree of Christhood. And knowing this full well, the false teachers of this world are working overtime trying to get these spiritual people to go into this blind alley of feeling that now they have reached a sufficient level of spiritual vision, and they have the vision that is needed. So, as I have said, this is an illusion. There is no one who can fulfill their spiritual mission without continuing to raise their vision as long as they have breath in the material realm. My beloved, I must tell you that there is a substantial number of people in the New Age movement and in Ascended Master organizations who have grown for a time and then reached a plateau that is below the fulfillment of their divine plan and their highest potential. And they have then gotten comfortable, or perhaps even discouraged, and so they have stopped their growth. And this, my beloved, will not cut it, neither for you personally, nor for the planet as a whole. For you see, my beloved, what does it mean that the earth is raised into a golden age? Is there a fixed vision for the golden age? My beloved, you sometimes see organizations who conduct a fundraising campaign. and they create a big sign, and they draw a thermometer, and at the top they have the sum that they are trying to raise. And then they show by lines and coloring how high they have come, how close they have come to the goal. And so, when the goal is reached, and they have collected the sum of money that was their goal, then that particular mission was fulfilled. And so, my beloved, what many of you have come to think, because this is the way the ego and the linear analytical mind thinks, is that bringing in the golden age is similar to this, that it is some kind of spiritual fundraising campaign where we have a top goal. And when enough prayers or decrees or rosaries or enough good vibrations have been released, then we reach the top and the golden age is suddenly there. But you see, my beloved, the golden age is not a fixed quantity. It cannot be quantified. The golden age does not mean that society has reached some kind of perfection and now it will no longer change or grow. For you see, my beloved, the essence of a golden age is that society is not in a static state of perfection, but is in a continuous state of self-transcendence. This is the golden age. And in past ages, when civilizations had reached the golden age, what caused those civilizations to decline was that they stopped transcending themselves. And so the golden age came to a halt and the society went into a downward spiral. And thus, my beloved, it is not a matter of you having the vision that if you do a certain amount of outer things or understand a certain truth, then you are doing what you need to do to bring about the golden age of Saint Germain. No, my beloved, what you need to do to bring about the golden age of Saint Germain is to enter into and remain in this the river of life that is continually flowing and transcending itself. For only then will you give the highest possible contribution to bringing about the golden age of Saint Germain and your own ascension and Christhood. You see, my beloved, when you look at the pyramid, the great pyramid at Giza, you will see that the king's chamber is two-thirds of the height of the pyramid from the base. And the two-thirds mark is the level where the Christ is meant to appear. And so what I am trying to explain to you here is that a substantial number of former or present Ascended Master students and people in the New Age movement have come very close to that two-thirds mark. Yet instead of pushing harder and going above it where the Christ starts appearing in their being, they have somehow come to believe in a fallacy of the ego, in an illusion of the ego, and they have stood still, they have stagnated, and they are standing there, and they are spinning their wheels, and some of them are moving hard and working hard, but they are getting nowhere, for they have not been willing to raise their vision to see what will it take to come over that hump and enter into the light of Christ. And the reason why they have not done this is that there is some illusion of the ego that they are still attached to, that they are not willing to question, that they are not willing to look in the mirror and see, oh, I have this problem. I am the one who needs to overcome it. And my beloved, I must tell you quite honestly that a substantial portion of those who call themselves Ascended Master students have, instead of manifesting their Christhood, entered into a state of consciousness that is in opposition to their Christhood, where they actually believe that they are the most spiritual people, the most sophisticated people on the planet, that they are doing the work of the Ascended Masters. Yes, I must tell you that they are in the state of consciousness that is the characteristic, the hallmark of the fallen angels. Now, my beloved, I have previously, through these two messengers, made some very direct statements about fallen angels in previous Ascended Master organizations. And I trust you can see, if you think with a heart, that those statements were meant to be provocative and push people's buttons. For surely, You have an organization where many people have come to see themselves as being the spiritual people who are fighting against an adversary, and the adversary is the false teachers and the fallen angels. And so the last thing these people would want to see about themselves was that they could be fallen angels. And so, my beloved, sometimes, as was explained yesterday, when people will not hear an outer teaching, we have no other opportunity to reach them than to try to push their buttons so that we jolt them out of that stagnating vision, that stale vision that has become like the water in a pond that stands still until it becomes rotten and starts to stink, and not even the animals will drink of it anymore. Yet, sadly, many people continue to drink of such a stale pond, and they explain away the stench as somehow coming from the world or from some other convoluted excuse. So let me now give you a higher understanding of the concept of fallen angels. For you see, my beloved, as this messenger has known for some time, God did not create fallen angels. This should be easy to see. For how could a God create anything imperfect? Yet going all the way back to the Christian religion and beyond, there are many people who believe that the devil was created to fall, to sin, to be in opposition to God. There are even those in the New Age movements who believe that evil is a necessary polarity to God, and without it, the universe would not be complete. There are even those who believe in the illusion that it was only by falling, by rebelling against God, that people gained their freedom, and that they were meant to do so. Well, my beloved, the reality is that God never created anyone imperfect, evil, or dark, nor did God create anyone to fall or to sin. It is not God's intention that anyone needs to fall or rebel against God's will. But because of free will, people, self-conscious beings, have the opportunity to rebel. This is an inevitable consequence of free will. So the reality is that God and the spiritual beings in higher realms never created any imperfect beings. They created self-conscious beings who were created in the Immaculate Concept and were given free will, so that they have the opportunity to co-create their identity according to their own choices. Now, my beloved, how is it then possible that such a being can fall? Well, it is possible because, as a consequence of free will, there must be the possibility to go against the will of God. And what enables you to stay one with the will of God, with the law of God, is the Christ consciousness, where you see yourself as one with your own higher being, going all the way up to the Creator. And in that oneness, you would never even dream of going beyond God's law. Instead, you express your creativity and your free will within the framework of God's law, whereby you raise up all life. Yet, in order for free will to be complete, in order for there to be the opportunity to go against God's law, the Christ consciousness must have an opposite polarity, which is the consciousness of Antichrist. Now, my beloved, please do not fall into the illusion of thinking that the consciousness of Antichrist is somehow necessary in order for the Christ to be complete. The Christ consciousness, my beloved, is completely self-sufficient and does not need an opposite polarity. The Christ mind does not need an enemy to fight, because the Christ mind is above and beyond duality. So you see, my beloved, God needs no opposite. And therefore, evil is not the opposite polarity of God. likewise. Christ needs no opposite, and therefore the mind of Antichrist is not an opposite polarity of the mind of Christ. It is simply outside of the mind of Christ. It is outside of the oneness of the mind of Christ, removed from the oneness of the mind of Christ. And although this removal, this separation, is only an illusion, those who step into the sphere of the consciousness of Antichrist will think the separation is real, possibly even created by God. So, what makes it possible for an angel in heaven to become a fallen angel? Well, it is that that angel refuses to step up to the point, as was discussed yesterday, of becoming self-sufficient. And that, of course, is the point of Christhood. The point of Christhood where you know that the kingdom of God is within you, and therefore you are a complete and whole and self-sufficient being who can be the sun that radiates light from within itself, because it is your God flame out of which you came that radiates through you. And this is the real definition of Christhood, that you are a spiritual sun, S-U-N, and thereby you become what has been known as the sun, S-O-N, of God. Because now you know you are the offspring of God, and you identify yourself as such. Yet those life streams in higher realms who refuse to step up to that level of Christhood had no other way to go than to separate themselves from Christhood. And when the sphere in which they lived was raised in vibration, then they had to step away from Christhood, and they had to step into the realm of duality, the realm of Antichrist. And you see, my beloved, in the realm of duality, there is any number of states of consciousness that have been created. All of these states of consciousness were unreal. Originally, of course, they did not exist. But as beings have fallen and entered into that state of consciousness, then they have created a certain state of consciousness, a certain worldview, a certain momentum that has then gradually transcended any one individual and has taken on a life of its own as a mass entity, as a conglomerate of consciousness. And so, my beloved, what makes it possible for an angel to fall is that it steps outside of the Christ consciousness and steps into that consciousness, a certain consciousness that exists in the realm of duality. And it starts looking at the world from inside that consciousness. It starts identifying itself with that consciousness. For as we have explained, the core of a self-conscious being with free will is the conscious you, the conscious self, which is the seat of free will and the seat of identity, and thus has the ability to either identify itself as the offspring of God or identify itself as a being who is rebelling against God. So you see, my beloved, the conscious self is not a fallen angel. It simply is not possible. It is an individualization of God. Yet if the conscious self steps into that mold, that role, that state of consciousness, then it identifies itself as a fallen angel or as a being with a certain state of consciousness. Whether it has the concept of a fallen angel or not, it identifies itself with that state of consciousness. And it expresses that in the material realm or wherever it abides. So it thinks it could not be more than that consciousness, and therefore it becomes stuck in that consciousness. And my beloved, my point for this long discourse is to bring you to the realization that when people are stuck in one of these dualistic states of consciousness, it is inevitable that they begin to become very critical and judgmental towards those who are not stuck in their state of consciousness. And that is why my point here is that if you look at people, perhaps even dare to look at yourself and say, do I feel a need to criticize others? Do I feel a need to judge others? Do I feel a need to evaluate others? Can I identify that in the back of my mind, there is always a voice, there is always a process of criticizing, of judging, of evaluating everything, of comparing to some standard that I am not even consciously aware of? Can I recognize in myself that there is a tendency sometimes to blame myself, to blame others, to criticize, to condemn, to judge, to look for imperfections instead of looking at the immaculate concept? My beloved, my point here is to show you that too many of those who formerly were Ascended Master students, or who still call themselves Ascended Master students, have not been willing to step up to the level of Christhood and have instead become stuck in one of the states of consciousness that were originally created and reinforced by the fallen angels. And therefore they have become judgmental and critical of anything that is different from that state of consciousness and its characteristics. They are constantly judging and evaluating anything that comes to them, because it is as if, as was discussed yesterday, they have a mental box, and any idea that comes to them must somehow fit into that box and be put in a little drawer with a label on it so that they feel they have the idea under control, and so that their egos will not feel threatened by the idea, and so that the people themselves, the conscious selves, will not feel an urge to go beyond the mental box, to think outside the box. You see, my beloved, what I want you to see from this discourse is that even if you have a very sophisticated vision of the spiritual side of life and have a sophisticated outer understanding of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, it is still possible that you can be stuck in a state of consciousness that is not the Ascended Master consciousness, but is the consciousness of the fallen angels. And so, my beloved, whether you actually fell from above, or whether you descended on a rescue mission, or whether you evolved from the earth, it does not really matter. What matters is that as long as you are in a state of consciousness that has the characteristics of the fallen consciousness, the judgmentalness, the judging after appearances, as Jesus said, as long as you are in that state of consciousness, you are not expressing your Christhood, and therefore you are not truly an Ascended Master student. You are not truly a Chela of El Moya, because you are refusing to become more. And instead of you becoming more and constantly transcending yourself, you have accepted an upper limit, and now you are spending your attention on judging others whom you think do not live up to your standard, the standard that you have used to box yourself in, and which your ego is now using to try to control everybody else and box them in, so that they will not disturb your vision that there is something beyond the box. And so, my beloved, when two people such as these two messengers dare to stand up and say, we are messengers of the Ascended Host, what is the gut reaction from people who are stuck in this state of consciousness? Well, it is that they judge them, and they look for any little detail they can find so that they can reject them. And my beloved, again, as we have said, it is not our point that all of our previous students from other organizations should come into this new movement. But we would like to see all of our students move on towards their Christhood instead of using our outer teachings to create a box that prevents them from reaching that Christhood and instead gets them stuck in the consciousness of the fallen angels. So that even though they deny that there could be fallen angels, they are in reality acting like fallen angels. while justifying these actions and this judgmentalness with the teachings of the ascended masters. My beloved, this is such a travesty that I can barely express my discontent for it. I have come to say in this place, and I say into the collective consciousness of the planet, enough is enough. I, El Moya, have had enough. And it is time that my students around the world, those who claim to have any affiliation with El Moya, step beyond this nonsense, this illusion, and realize that I am not an angry and judgmental master. I am a firm master. I am a strong master. I am a direct master. But I am not angry, judgmental, or revengeful. And I do not judge anyone. I do not judge the people who judge others. And the people that I am talking about, I do not judge you at all. I have nothing but love for you. But my love is the strong love of the Father who says, it is time to grow up. It is time to stand on your own two feet and come into your Christhood. For I, Moya, have need of you. I have need of you to rise to that Christhood and bear witness to the reality of self-transcendence, the reality of the spiritual path, that you can go beyond the consciousness of the fallen ones. And you can stop judging, and you can be in the river of life and flow with that river of life and be one in your Christhood, be one in the body of God on earth, so that the outer organizations and the outer labels no longer matter, because you know that beyond these outer conditions, you are one in that body of God. Ah, my beloved, the consciousness of judgmentalness is what causes spiritual people all over the planet to create their own little sphere, their own little box, and say, we have the right teaching, we have the highest teaching, we have the highest guru, and therefore we are better than others. And we are saved, and these other people must come into our box in order to be saved. And so you have a situation in the New Age spiritual community today where the forces of this world do not have to come in and use their divide and conquer tactic. For the people have already divided themselves, and so all that is left is for the false teachers to conquer. My beloved, it is time you realize that there is a universal spiritual path behind all outer teachings, gurus, and organizations. And this is the path that we need humankind to discover in this age. And the essence of that path is self-transcendence. And this is what we need you to demonstrate to the world, that it is possible to transcend the consciousness of judgmentalness that causes people and civilizations to stagnate until they start falling apart from within. My beloved, heed my words, raise your vision, look beyond your current box, and first of all, stop thinking that I, El Moya, can fit into any of the boxes created by any previous organization sponsored by the Ascended Host. I do not fit into any box, for I am forever the more. Dare to become the more and discover or rediscover the real, living I am that I am, El Moya.